brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Samuel Daig. He's an 18-year-old commercial pilot, already a commercial pilot, from Laval, Quebec, and he's on a grand adventure. Sam, why don't you tell us what you've been up to for the last couple of days?
Actually, for the last couple of days, I've been pretty much planning my flight. Well, basically, I left on the 5th from Whitehorse after planning and checking out my plane. Everything seemed to be fine, so basically I just started my flight towards Watson Lake to start with. I encountered different kinds of weather, but mostly lots of nice scenery, which is really great. And basically right now, I went to Falaire to meet up with my uncle and my aunt, which live over there, and now I'm basically stuck in Camrose because there are thunderstorms a bit further on southeast from here, so I can't keep moving until tomorrow.
Okay, well, what you haven't told us, Samuel, is what you're flying and how far you're flying it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. It's a J3 Cub 1946. It's got a white paint scheme with a red trim on it. And, I'm flying it pretty much across Canada from Whitehorse to Belle near Montreal. It's about a 6,000-kilometer trip, and basically it's going to take me about 8 days to do.
Okay. Why the Cub and why Whitehorse?
It's a guy that bought it. His name is Mr. Serge Labrèche. He lives in Montreal, and he had bought it over there. Finally, he tried to go up and get it himself. He went up with a friend, but then decided that he was not fit to do the job, so he found me to do it. And I'm flying it back because of that, so I'm doing the ferry flight for him.
Well, how many hours do you have? You're 18 years old, and you're already a commercial pilot. How does that happen?
Yes, well, that happens because I love aviation. You know, when you love something, everything just falls into place, you know. And I have about 260 hours before I left for my trip, almost at 290 already. And yeah, after this trip, I'll probably have about 310, 315 hours.
What does the future hold for you, Samuel? You obviously love the business. What do you hope to be doing, say, a year from now?
I hope to be flying float planes, actually. I love flying maybe for an outfitter or just any bush pilot, any bush company, and basically flying any types of landing gears because I've got lots of experience on tail draggers. Also, I've got maybe 150 hours, which is a lot in the amount of hours that I have. I've got about 30 float hours, and basically I'd like to fly anything with different types of landing gears, always in the bush pretty much. I'd like to do that for a while before I get on to other kind of jobs like an airline or something.
So what's the hardest part been so far?
The hardest part, I'd say looking for the right weather, when to leave at the right time, because basically when I left from Whitehorse, let's say, the next weather was pretty much at Watson Lake, and the weather in between there, it changes all the time, so you don't really know. You just have to assume that it's going to be like what you think it's going to be, judging by what it is in Whitehorse and what it is in Watson Lake. So anyway, just the weather pretty much is probably the hardest thing to gauge, you know.
You're flying a 65-year-old airplane. How's it doing?
It's actually doing pretty good considering the age. It's been redone a few years ago, all the airframe and everything, so that part of the plane is good. The motor's running okay. It's actually got a small leak from one of the cylinders. But that's probably just a gasket that needs to be changed. But it's nothing serious, you know. It's just like a drop every now and then. But enough that it splatters all over the windshield. So I have to clean it every flight. But apart from that, it's pretty good.
So from Camrose, you're headed to Regina. How long a flight is that?
It's probably to get to Saskatoon, it's probably going to take me about 3.5 4 hours, let's say, to get to Saskatoon, and then maybe another, say, hour and a half or two, even. It's actually a pretty slow-flying airplane. It flies at 60 knots on my GPS, and indicated it says about that, so about 70 miles an hour.
We wish you the best of luck. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.